Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for promotion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, before we go on, I just want to share this track here. Just, you know, when I come to services, to tell you the truth, I don't really know what to preach, even up to 1 hour before the time. It's the truth. I just go there and I just believe somehow God will tell me what to do. I printed this thing out, and if I didn't get the confirmation, I wouldn't have shared it. Amen?
Amen.
So the word came when our sister said, as we come back into his presence. Amen?
Amen.
As we come back into God's presence, as the Lord has called us back into his presence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's going to be the theme of our message today. Amen. How many of us know this song? Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Creating me a clean heart, oh Spirit within me, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. We have heard of your loving kindness that is in your temple. We have heard of the loving kindness that is in your presence. Hallelujah. We have heard of thy loving kindness, O Lord. In the midst of thy temple, according to thy name, O Lord, so is thy praise to the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The psalmist David wrote this psalm in Psalm 51. He wrote something on repentance. And we know what happened when David committed adultery. He killed Uriah, who was the husband of Bathsheba. And you know the turmoil, what David went through, the humiliation David went through, the suffering, the anointed one of God, the beloved of God. You know what he went through? Amen.
Amen.
He was brought low. He acted like a devil at that point. He killed somebody. This is a man that will never kill an innocent person. But for the lust of a woman, he forgot his covenant with God. And he now fell from that, you know, place of esteem to a very lowly place. Amen. And from this scripture, we can see that he was crying and going to God that he had lost that joy. Amen. That his bones were broken. Amen. That everything in his life had, you know, gone haywire. Everything had become, you know, had gone bad in his life. And he now went back to the Lord and asked the Lord to renew that joy of his salvation. Amen. He asked that the Lord should do what? He shouldn't cast him away from his presence. He asked that the Lord should bring him back to his presence. Hallelujah. And he asked, oh God, take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. Hallelujah. Repair my bones, O God, once more. And cause me to hear gladness. Cause me to be able to praise your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, this is the prayer of every man today that has fallen right in Adam from the beginning. Because the whole of humanity is in this same state that what that David was in. Amen. It's a state of separation from the love of God. It's a state of separation from the presence of the living God. Amen. Amen. And this is the root of the problem of humanity. What happened in the book, in Genesis, in the beginning? Turn quickly to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Oh, I'll say Genesis chapter 3. From verse 1, I'll read it. It says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast in the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, 'As God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden.' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.' Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die, for the Lord knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband after with her, and he ate. And both their eyes were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. Then they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from where? From the presence of the Lord." Amen. Amen. And we know what followed after this season. What happened to Adam? Adam was cast out of God, the Garden of Eden, which is actually God's presence. Amen. He was cast out into a wilderness place. A place where he was going to sweat and toil, where everything was, he was going to suffer to live. He was going to suffer in everything he did. You understand the point? Because he was cast out from the presence of God, the living God. And that is where the whole of mankind today find themselves, in a wilderness situation. A situation whereby they do not know the living God. They do not know what joy means anymore. Amen. The Bible says that, you know, in his presence there is what? The fullness of joy. Amen. In thy right hand, O God, are what? Rivers of pleasures. Rivers of pleasures. Those rivers were found in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He says that rivers of gladness. There's a city that there's a river that maketh glad the city of God. Amen. Amen. All these are found in Eden. Amen. It's a garden of God which is found in the kingdom of God. Amen. And it's only, this is the place God has come to restore the people back to. Hallelujah. That they may know the true living God of love. Amen. Amen. Because to hear and to feel the love of God, it is the only health tonic that the whole, that humanity can ever have. Amen. To feel the love of God is the thing that will change the life of anybody around. Amen. The Bible says that what? A day in the house of God is better than what? 1,000 years in the world. Amen. No matter what you achieve in this world, it cannot be compared with a second in God's presence. Amen. Because his presence is love. Amen. Amen. There's a radiation of love that you feel, oh God. Hallelujah. We speak of what we have seen. Amen. We speak of what we have tasted. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember some time back, you know, where I had a kind of account of the Lord, and I went through a repentance kind of thing, you know, and the Lord took me up, oh God, hallelujah. I was caught up, amen, hallelujah. And I tell you, you see, I felt the love of God, amen. I felt myself floating, amen, hallelujah. In fact, a time came where I got to a place, you know, and I know all these things were predestined, amen. I got to a place, there was a lady, the people called me to a particular house, there was a lady on her sick bed dying, and the whole family was around her, amen. And the people, you know, and I got in there, oh God, I felt the presence of God all over me, the love of God all over me, amen. All I just need to do was just to look at that lady and touch her, and I told her to get up, amen, and I left the room because I didn't want to look at her anymore. And I was leaving the room, I saw a woman coming after me, holding me, you are a man of God, hallelujah. Because the Lord raised that woman immediately from his deathbed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the love of God. Amen. Because when the love of God begins to walk through you, hallelujah, all things begin to come to, you know, to pass in your life. Hallelujah. You prosper in everything that you do. Amen. Amen. Everything that you set your hand on begins to go right. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the power of the love of God. Is that same love of God? Is that same virtue of God that flowed through Jesus that could cause people to be healed? That it could cause the multitudes to touch him and they were healed? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the love of God that is the goal of our calling, man. Hallelujah. What did Paul say? Paul said that I may know him. That I may know
him.
Hallelujah. Is it that I may open church?
No.
Amen. Is it that I should become pastor?
No.
Is it that I should become bishop?
No.
Hallelujah. Is it elder?
No.
Amen. Hallelujah. That I may what?
Know him.
Hallelujah. That I may know his love. Amen. That I may feel his love. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus Christ confirmed this thing again in the book of John. He says what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. Life. Amen. Life is what? Is knowing God. Is knowing the living God. Amen. We're talking of knowing God. Hallelujah. We're not talking of a thing of faith. Amen. We're not talking of a thing of faith where you begin to, you know, pray, you know, and do things like sacrifice of a God that is far away. Amen. We're talking of a place that God is shipping us into. When you see the Lord by faith, face to face, hallelujah, and you feel his presence, amen, and you feel his love, hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of John. Chapter 17. Are you there?
Yes.
John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, and this is eternal life, amen?
Amen?
That they may know you, the only true God, amen? And Jesus Christ, which you have sent, amen? Brethren, this is the promise, amen?
Amen?
You know that this is the promise of every church, of the sons of God, amen? Because if you have God, you have what?
Everything.
Hallelujah. If you have God, you have everything. The promise of God, It's not to lie down on gold beds, amen, and to eat what they call it, dodo or kenke or whatever, or pasta or pizza, amen, amen, or to take you know, bucket to river of life and to fetch water and drink. No, amen. Or to eat fruits in one garden in heaven. No, amen. You feel the love and the sensation. Just in knowing the true and living God. Hallelujah. It is that love of God that was the strength of Jesus during the days of his ministry. That is why when things were going wrong for people around, he was always calm because he was in the presence of God. Amen. He was always seeing the Father before him. Amen. Why is that the waves were shaking when he was sleeping in the boat? Everything was shaking and, you know, and the people were crying that he wanted to die. And he was there fast asleep. Why? Because he was living, he abided, he was what? In the presence of what? Of God. In the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that I know that the Father always hears me because I always do what? The things that please him. He walked in a realm. Amen. Where he had come to a place of oneness with God. Amen. And this is the place that every child of God should strive to attain to. Amen.
Amen.
Going back to the presence of God. Now you are born again, you've got the blood of Jesus. Amen. You speak in tongues, amen. Hallelujah, you are Christians, amen. You've got the word of God. All these things are, these are what they call instruments to furnish you and to prepare you to enter into the fullness of what God has prepared for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being born again, or rather confessing your faith as a Christian, does not end there. Amen.
Amen.
There's a following of the lamp. There's a following, just like the way the children of Israel followed Moses through the wilderness for 40 years. Amen. Do you know why they had to go through that 40 years? Amen. That 40 years is a period of trial and temptations. Amen. It's a period where the old carnal man, amen, hallelujah,
amen,
has to die off, has to be shed off. Amen. All those people who are matured, who grew up in Egypt, none of them entered the promised land with their bad mentality and bad mind. The people that entered into the promised land were people who grew in the wilderness, who fed on manna, amen, who knew only God. They didn't know the gods of Egypt, amen. It was a new generation that emerged out of the wilderness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ says what? That you should follow him in the regeneration. Those that follow me in the regeneration, amen.
Amen.
A regeneration is a process of regeneration where you are being transformed, amen, from your earthly carnal nature into that which is of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know that flesh and blood cannot please God? Amen. You know that the only way you can worship God is in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. It's when you enter into the true nature in which you are born to be, to walk in. That is the spiritual nature. Amen. That is when you can actually offer worship to God. Amen. We're not just talking of worship and clapping hands, you know, and crying and singing. No, no, no. Amen. We're talking of your whole life, you know, a life of what? Worship. Worship is to please. Amen. It's to adore. Hallelujah. The thing that will please God mostly is to what? Is to see you being transformed into what? Into the image of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no other thing that will please God. Amen. Than to see what? Christ. Hallelujah. The Christ what? In you. Emerge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the spiritual man inside of you. You know it's inside of you? But God wants it what? To now grow and burst out. Hallelujah. Yeah. That is when we can now begin to see and, you know, sense the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Back to the presence of God. Back to the love of God. Why is it that you see, you know, people perishing in the world today? What is the source of the problem today in this world? Why? Why are people suffering in this world? Why is there fear? What did John say about fear in the book of 1 John? What did he say about fear? He says, if you have fear in you, the love of God is not what? Is not perfected in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Because if you've come to the place where you see the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth, face to face in love, amen? Hallelujah. You can't fear anymore. You know that? If you feel the loving arms of the eternal one, you cannot fear anymore. Hallelujah. Fear is for those people who do not know God. Hallelujah. And that is the realm of boldness that Jesus Christ walked in. Hallelujah. Because he knew God. Amen. He walked with God. Hallelujah. He knew, he felt the love of God. Amen. And this is the place God wants to bring every child of God into. Hallelujah. Every child of God must come to that place. Renew in me, you know, create in me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Renew the right spirit in me. Cast me not away from your presence. Amen. Take not your Holy Spirit away from me. Amen. Amen. You see, these things are prophetic. Did Paul have the Holy Spirit? Did David have the Holy Spirit? Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. So these things are prophetic. They are mainly for us as Christians. You know that? Hallelujah. He said, take not your Holy... What is the Spirit there for? Why is the Spirit given to you? Why? Eh? To teach you the things of God. Amen. To guide you into where? Into prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. My sister. She said, to guide you into where? The presence of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When Jesus Christ says, follow me. Where is this? Where are you following to? Follow me. Follow me to where? Follow me to Father. He says, where I am, there you will. Hallelujah. It's a place, it's a realm of elevation where all of us as Christians can attain to. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, nobody has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is where? From heaven and in heaven. You know Jesus Christ, why he was here on earth? He claimed he was in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What did Paul say? That we walk where? In heavenly, in Christ. Hallelujah. Why are people doubting? Is people? Am I getting too fast? He says we walk in what? Heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Some people have confessed this thing by faith, but God now wants us to walk in the reality of it. Amen. Amen. Walk into the reality. This is the things that as Christians we have to strive for. These are the things as Christians we have to, you know, walk towards. Hallelujah. Walk towards. Amen. Leaving the things aside, elementary things. Amen. What did Jesus Christ say about those who have left everything? Turn quickly to the book of Mark. No, I didn't get this thing now. I forgot to write this thing now. Okay, go down to verse from chapter 10. No, Mark 10 from verse 27. With men, it is what?
Impossible
to do what? To enter into God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. But with God, all things are possible. Then Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and followed you." So Jesus answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel's who shall not what? Receive a hundredfold now in this time. Houses, brethren, you know, sisters, you know, mothers, children, lands with persecutions." Amen. "And in the age to come, what? Eternal life." Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is here to guide us into that new age to come. Amen. It's a new reality. Amen. Because by faith, God takes us out of this world. Amen. And now begins to cause us to walk in another dimension. Amen. In a new age that is in Christ Jesus, where all things are what? All things are passed away. Amen. The bitterness is passed away. Amen. The hate, the anger, the jealousy. Amen. Now you have nothing but what? Pure love and prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you talk of the promised land, the Bible says that it's a place where you shall lack nothing. Amen.
Amen.
A place flowing with what? With milk and
honey.
Hallelujah. Nothing you shall lack. Amen. Deep streams. Amen. Good fruits. Everything. That's peace, joy, gladness. Faith unlimited. You know what I mean of faith? Faith. Have you felt that kind of faith where you could manipulate things in things to come out from as if things oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, God, I got to a place once, you know, where I could open my eyes and look at somebody and the person is healed. Have you felt that kind of thing before? That kind of faith before? You just look at the person and the person is healed. You know, God can bring you, there's a place you get to in God that there's nothing that is what? Impossible. Amen?
Amen.
It is a realm that God is bringing the church to. Hallelujah. A place where you shall lack nothing. No more fear. Amen. No more torment. What are the things that men fear? What are the things that men fear?
Death.
Eh?
Death.
Death. That's the major thing.
That's a major thing.
Then what of the normal thing, day to day things? That, what you will
eat?
What you will eat? What you will wear? Amen.
Yes.
Is that what people worry about?
Yes.
At times when you kneel down to pray, what do you think about? Hey, that problem. Oh, the one you come to yourself, say, "Oh God, oh, amen, amen, amen." Then before you know it, you are back again. How am I going to pay this thing? Amen.
Amen.
It's just problems, amen. Problems upon problems. That's the human being. The natural man thinks about what we wear, what we eat, you know. What will be clothed with? Amen? If you live in this realm, you are still living in the realm of limitedness. It is the realm where Adam in his sin, or man in his sinful state, is cast into. Amen?
Amen.
A place where you toil and sweat. Amen? You sweat and you receive more. Amen? Have you noticed that even the person that receives billions of dollars is not satisfied? There is no satisfaction in this world. As far as you are in the flesh, a flesh canal being, you cannot be satisfied. Amen. The rich man in his foolishness will keep gathering, thinking he can get security, thinking he can get his peace from gathering material goods. Amen. Only to discover at the end of the day he's a fool. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Jesus Christ did not go, he didn't have to gather. He had the opportunity to, you know that?
Yes.
You know they called him to make him king?
Yes.
He withdrew. You know, they gave him many offers, which are not even obviously written. He had many, many offers. Amen?
Yes.
But you see, he rejected these things. Amen? To lay hold on what? Eternal life. Amen? To lay hold on what? On the love of God. To lay hold on what? On his unity, on his oneness, his relationship with what? With God. Amen? Hallelujah. Because he esteemed it more higher than any other thing. Hallelujah. And what happened? At the end of the day, isn't he now mentioned above all names? The rich people that were in his time, do you hear their names today? No. Amen. This is the benefit of serving the Lord and following the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us flee from the things, you know, that distract us. Amen. Flee from elementary things like religion. Amen. And pursue things like the love of God. Amen. The other day I brought a sister here, an Orthodox. She's from a Russian church, an Orthodox background. And I brought her here, you know, so she can come and feel the love of God among the brethren. Only for her to be attacked by another sister, telling her that she cannot, she's Orthodox, that she shouldn't go and take eat Lord's Supper and all that. You know, you see, we have to learn to, you know, manifest what they call love. Amen?
Amen.
And remove religion. Hallelujah. Have you not heard that even in the days of David, the table of showbread, where the bread was, it was forbidden for anybody to eat of that bread. It was forbidden. In fact, anybody that dared to eat would be dead instantly. But David entered the place and ate of that, you know, that bread. Amen. And he entered that, praise the Lord. Amen. He entered the Holy Holies and praise the Lord. Amen. And people are, God. And they say, yes, this is a man of, you know. Well, yeah, but we have to learn to the love of God first. Amen.
Amen.
Before any other thing. Hallelujah. The love of God first. God did not call us to act to bring religion. You know religion? No. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the same people that fought against Jesus. Do you know that? Religious people. Amen? On the Sabbath day, his disciples were eating. They were coming. How can the Sabbath be, the disciples be eating on Sabbath? He told them, look, why are you so mean? They are hungry. Shouldn't they eat on the Sabbath? He also had a point. Amen? So let us stand on the things that pertain to the love of God. Could you turn to the book of Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter 6. Are we there? 1 Timothy is in the Old Testament. Sorry, New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 11 to 12. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay on to what?
Eternal life.
Amen?
Amen.
To which you have been called and have confessed a good confession. Amen?
Amen.
What is that eternal life? The knowledge of God. Amen? Is to retain the what? The knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not talking of a head knowledge. Amen? You know head knowledge? Where you just read the Bible and God, amen, 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 hallelujah. No, we're talking of a one-on-one, getting to know the Lord on a personal basis. Amen. We're talking of a one-on-one love relationship with God, you know? And this is the desire of God, amen? This is the... What did Jesus Christ say in the book of John, chapter 17? He says, if you abide in my word, you keep my word, I and my Father will do what? We'll come and make our abode in... That means they will pack their luggage. Amen? They will pack their portmanteau, you know, their luggage. And everything, and they come and stay in you. Amen? So you have what they call fellowship of love. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know what it means for God to dwell in you? You know what that means? That means heaven, and that is the whole power in heaven and earth dwells in what? It's resident in you. The whole riches in heaven and earth is what is resident in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Remember the time of the ark of God? When the ark of God, for a few days, they left it in somebody's house. It wasn't another person?
Yeah.
They left it. What happened to that house? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is all that we need. Amen? Is to what? Is to know the Lord. Amen? The knowledge of the Lord. And this is what we should fight for day and night. Amen?
Amen.
As Christ said, to search. He said, there's a generation that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Amen. When he says, the Lord, may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Hallelujah. It's the love of God. Amen. You know, the face of God is like, it's like sealed. It's like veiled like this to the unbeliever. You know that? Amen. Have you read in the book of Deuteronomy when the Bible says he will make your heaven like brass? That your heaven will be, you know, over your heaven will be like, you know, brass. Where you will not see the sun, you will not see the love of God. That is how man lives in. Amen. And you see, when you see all these things, bitterness, anger, you know, irritation, sicknesses, diseases, it's because people are what? Separated from the love of God. Amen. Amen. But God so loved the world that he got. Amen. That what whoever should believe in his testimony, yes, you will come back. You will not perish. You will not go like the rest of the people who are going down into the pit of destruction. But you will now arise from the dead and come into what? Into the glorious presence of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says something, that those people that are far away from God shall what? Shall perish. It's in the book of Psalms. See, the nations that are what? Far away from God will what?
Perish.
Will perish. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will cast them what? Into hell. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a place of torment. It's a place of separation. Amen. It's a place, you know, where you view God like a monster. Amen. Where you see God, everything, God is coming to torment you. Amen. God is coming to destroy you. Amen. Everything goes wrong for you because you see God as, you know, somebody after your life. Amen. And everything that goes around you, you begin to look at your conscience. What, you know, your conscience is not clear. Amen. You're always what? Feeling guilty. Amen. You have problem with people. You always look at other people, the fault of other people, because you are judging them based on your own self. Amen. Amen. You know, if you look at fault in other people, it's because you yourself are not correct. Amen.
Amen.
The way you judge people, it's what you are seeing yourself that you are judging other people. Amen. Hallelujah. There's one sister, I know her. People know her own message. I tell her sister. And she go around all the churches in Italy. And she call, oh, brother, travel, look, she doesn't like the way that pastor behave. I told her, come. Sister, I think you better sit down and, you know, look at your life. I talked to her. Hey, she told me to pray for her. Immediately I told her. Because the thing hit her like I told her. I told her to look at your life. Amen. Every time, oh, brother, look at this pastor. No, this brother, the year. Is that all you see in this? Is that your ministry? Amen. When you see people living in that realm, these are people that they are suffering torment. Amen. So they are looking for a way to justify, to cool their torment. Amen. So they accuse other people. Have to kind of justify themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have the love of God in you, you cannot go around begin to hurt people or begin to judge people. Amen. Hallelujah. You always see the good in other people. You always want to bring the other person up. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the shortest way to loving the brethren. Eh? It's when you feel the love of God in you. Automatically it will flow from you towards loving the brethren. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Some people know they don't want, some people don't feel the love of God in them or the love of the brethren, but they want to love the brethren. Unforgiveness. The moment you feel the love of God and it loosens you, because when you feel the love of God, you are set free. Amen.
Yeah.
Your mind, you see, you begin to behold the riches. You know, unsearchable riches in God. Amen.
Amen.
Then you cannot become stingy anymore. You now become a giver. Amen.
Amen.
The person that hates or withholds love from another person is because that person does not have. Amen. But when you have the love of God full in you, is then you can now begin to what? To give. Do you see the stars in the heaven? Do the stars collect anything from you? But they do what they give. Amen. Because they have it. Amen. Come another 1,000 years, they still have the light in them. Amen. And they are still giving that light and that love. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that is the way we are, the sons of God. Amen. We are supposed to be like the stars, the light of God. Amen. You see, when Paul talked about the resurrection body, he likened it to stars in the book of Corinthians. Amen. He talked about the glories of stars. Amen. You see, in the past, we have already tasted that which is earthly. You know what is earthly? Carnal. you know, flesh and blood. But as we begin to get the revelation of the word that is coming in these last days, we are transformed, what, into heavenly creatures. Amen? In Christ Jesus. Carnality begins to die off. God burns off all the carnality in you. Amen?
Amen?
So that what, you now become heavenly creatures. And if you look at everything in the heaven, they only give. You see clouds, what do clouds do? It gives water. Amen? Hallelujah. Everything in the heaven gives, but the earth always what? It takes, and is never satisfied. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you want to be a giver?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Me, I want to be a giver. Hallelujah. Amen? I want to be in the heaven, shining like the stars of God. Amen? Forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We begin to shine like that as we are converted. Amen? Bible says nobody can come to the Father except by what? By Christ. Amen? What does that mean? It does not mean, unless you say Jesus is Lord. No. That's not what it means. It means what? Unless you are transformed into what? Christ. Into the nature of Christ. So there is no more you. There is no more that old devil that was born some few years ago that was fighting everybody. Amen. Jealous of everybody. Amen. But it's now Christ, the Son of what? Of the living God. Unless you are transformed into that image. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot see the love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. What did John say in the book of 1 John? He says that those of us who have this hope in us, we do what? We purify ourselves as He is what? He is pure. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We purify ourselves as He is pure. This is the work of the saints. Amen. Amen. Flee the pride of this world. Flee the things of this world. Hallelujah. And lay hold on what? Faithfulness.
Amen.
Lay hold on patience.
Amen.
Lay hold on brotherly kindness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lay hold on humility. Hallelujah. Lay hold on anything that pertains to life and to the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Because these are the things that will pay. And see, because you know, at the end of the life, at the end of the day, it will be clear who was a fool and who was wise. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the good thing about the faith. At the end of the day, everybody will see. Amen? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for what He's doing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we are transforming ourselves. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Transforming ourselves into the image of God. Hallelujah. Be not conformed to this world. Amen?
Amen.
But be you what?
Amen.
Transform. Hallelujah. By the renewal of your minds. Amen. You are now becoming spiritual beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Begin to understand things according to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Begin to see things according to the Spirit of God. Amen. And these things come by revelation. By revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why at times it's good to humble yourself to listen. Amen. You know, I've got to some places to preach in the past where I was not received. Amen. In fact, there was a particular church I went to, and the people, they kicked against me for so long, you know. And God, you know God, how God does His things. He sent one or two prophets to the church, you know, people who had never met me before, who didn't even see me preach. Eh? And He confirmed to those people in the church that this man is what he's saying is from God. You know, but they still, the more they say this thing, the more, you know, get him out of us. We don't want to hear his things, you know. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So it's always good to do what? To discern what the Spirit is doing in the hour. At the hour. Amen.
Amen.
Listen attentively. Amen. I've observed one time I come here to preach. You know, I have preached a very few times, but the few times I preach, Pastor Isaac will come around. Or is it planned?
Yes.
It's coincidence. You see? I used to wonder what is happening. You know, God has a way of doing things.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is the thing as Christians we should strive for as Christians. Amen. That I may know Him. That I may feel His love. Hallelujah. In His presence is love. Hallelujah. That I may know Him. Because if I know Him, I have everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If I know Him, if I'm with Him, all things are what? are possible. Hallelujah. All things are possible if I'm with him. Hallelujah. I can fear no more. Amen. I cannot suffer the things men suffer anymore. I cannot go to the emotional anguish that men go through anymore. Because what? The Lord is with me. Hallelujah. I cannot go through the sicknesses and the diseases the people go through anymore. Hallelujah. But instead, I shall now become a blessing to people. Hallelujah. Out of me shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. Amen. And it shall be spread abroad in the streets for the nations. And nations shall drink of that water. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to your name, O Father. Blessed be your name, O God, O King of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Ho, ho, ho. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah. God is planting seed, you know, seed in the midst of this, in this congregation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this thing is going to grow. It's going to grow forth, you know, grow out. Hallelujah. And the benches of Jesus are spread around. Amen. And the people, you know, people from the nations shall partake of this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall be like the branch that, you know, that spreads over the wall of Jerusalem. So that people outside the walls of Jerusalem will begin to take of that fruit. And you shall begin to taste of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall be like the force of the waters that flowed in the days of Ezekiel. Hallelujah. That flood of water of life. Hallelujah. Amen. That flows from the temple of God. Hallelujah. And it went out into the world. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says that it passed through, you know, marsh places, you know, muddy places. And where there were dead fishes, the fishes came back to life. Hallelujah. Amen. Where there were salty waters, the salty waters were made sweet again. But that water that's going to flow in these last days. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God is restoring everything back to the way it was in the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is bringing people back. Hallelujah. Amen. He's bringing his people, his flock back to his presence. Hallelujah. In his holy hill, holy mountain. Hallelujah. Where they shall joy once more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The people shall see, the nation shall see, and they shall say, this is my seed. These are the people that I've called. Hallelujah. That I've called unto my name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Blessed be your name, O God, for this what you are doing in these last days. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What am I going to round up with now? Let's quickly round up with book of turn quickly to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. I started off with this thing about what Paul, the hope of Paul was. Amen. Now, Paul was somebody who was, from his writing, you can see he was educated. Amen. Amen. Obviously, this is somebody that had, I think, was a religious leader. Yes. But you see, he left all those, you know, things, you know, the glamour that is associated with religion. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be too, you know, carried away with crowds. Amen. Just do what you see the Lord doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Just do what you see the Lord doing. Amen. You just do your part, be faithful. Amen. If it's a crowd, God will bring those things, eh? In due season. Hallelujah. Amen. Just do what you see the Lord doing. Don't fret. Don't worry. Amen. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. It says, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. What things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Amen. Amen. You see, he suffered what? The loss of all things. Are you people ready for that? Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I don't want that, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And count them as what? Rubbish. That I may gain
Christ.
And be found in what?
Amen.
Now, just let that word. That I may gain Christ and I may be found in what?
Amen.
In.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus Christ. That I may be found in him. That I may gain Christ and I may be found not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that is which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him, the power of the
resurrection.
Hallelujah. What is the power of the resurrection? What is the power of the resurrection? There's a spirit that dwells in you. It's the same spirit that did what? That raised Jesus from? Hallelujah. Amen. The power of the resurrection is that power of God working in the believer. Amen. That is able to lift us up, yeah, from our state of unconsciousness, or rather our state of death. Amen. Into a state of, you know, one that is alive in Christ. Amen. You know that the world is dead. Amen. You know what it means to be dead? What you see around you, you're just seeing coffins moving up and down. Now these things are real, eh? These things are real. Mark my words, eh? These things you will see that this what you are seeing, it's just a world of the dead. Dead people. Amen. Who are just walking aimlessly. No direction. Amen. You see, but the moment they hear the voice of God, amen, or the call of God, that is what gets people, you know, raise people up from the dead. Amen. So that they can now behold the living God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking of people who are living in sin, in ignorance of the light. Amen. This thing goes even for religion, eh? Religion. In fact, the people in religion are even more dead. Amen. Religious people are even more dead than the ordinary drug addicts and all the people that you see in the world. Amen. Because that one, you need extra power of God to revive some of those people. You know that? You know religion is a very bad thing. Religion. Oh, look, I tell you, it's better to get somebody, it's better to minister to somebody as a drug addict or, you know, all that kind of thing than to minister to people in religion, eh? It's a very powerful spirit. These are principalities and what? And powers. Amen? So you need an extra hand of the Lord to deliver those people. Amen? And which is possible though. Amen? So it is that power. He said that I may know that power. Amen? That power that is able to transform us. Amen? From our earthly carnal nature into the nature of what? Of the sons of God. Filled up with the power and with the love of God. Amen? Amen. No more hatred. Amen? No more jealousy. No more fear. Hallelujah. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say it's tired of being angry. Unforgiveness. You know, some people, they try to, they don't want to, they really want to forgive, but they cannot. Amen. Some people are crying every day now, but God help me, let me forgive, but they cannot. When they see the person, they can't stand the person. Amen. Hallelujah. What you need is the power of what? Of the resurrection. Amen. That the resurrection is to raise you from dead. Amen. Dead person does not see. That's one song. Some get eyes, they know they see. Some get eyes, they know they hear. Or so. So the resurrection, a dead person does not see. He does not hear. You don't see God. You don't hear God. Then you are living a life of what? Of the dead. You say, can the dead praise the Lord?
No.
No. Amen. So it is the power of God that is what? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praising God is not just, you know, it's not with the choir. You know, when you have some beautiful instruments and you know the emotion at times, you hear the sound, fine music, you know, oh, and you begin to cry. No. Amen. We are talking of something that is permanent in you. Amen. That will be flowing from you like living waters. Amen. Hallelujah. Not acting. You know, acting. Amen. Well, you just encourage yourself and you know, just say, you know. men are very good actors. Amen. And you know, when you hear those of these people doing those things, you know, at times when you call the person aside, the person will tell you one or two things. You will shout, but I saw you cry. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Father, we bless you. So this is the message of the Lord. Let us arise. Amen. Arise from the dead and let the light of God shine upon you. Amen. Arise from ignorance. Amen. Hallelujah. Receive by faith the work of the Lord our God. Amen. Jesus Christ, he rent the veil of the temple was destroyed. Amen. So that we can do what? Enter into the presence of God back. Amen. So we can feel the love of God again. We can be reconciled to our beloved. Hallelujah. In oneness. Hallelujah. It is as we are reconciled that the people will see love and will see the oneness in all of us. And the world will marvel at our love. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the will of God for the church in these last days. Amen. Hallelujah.